Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
We asked our listeners what sort of recipes they wanted us to cook, and a lot of folks said they didn't want us to cook anything at all. They wanted raw food recipes. So, okay, two no-cooking-necessary finger food dishes and a walnut taco recipe that will convince you that raw food can taste amazing. Check it out. But first, here's Mia Partlow with a look at this week's news.
The USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services released the 2010 Dietary Guidelines for Americans. The guidelines focus on reducing calorie consumption and increasing physical activity as a way to fight the obesity epidemic. Of the 23 key recommendations, the committee picked six main points for Americans to focus on. Enjoy your food, but eat less. Avoid oversized portions. Make half your plate fruits and vegetables. Switch to fat-free or low-fat 1% milk. Compare sodium in foods like soup, bread, and frozen meals, and choose the foods with lower numbers. And drink water instead of sugary drinks. The 2010 version of the guidelines is also the first ever to include dietary recommendations for vegans and vegetarians. They note the evidence documenting lower levels of obesity, a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, and lower total mortality found in people eating plant-based diets. And in response to last week's lawsuit filed against Taco Bell, the Think Outside the Bun restaurant is fighting back hard. An Alabama law firm claims that Taco Bell's beef can't legally be advertised as such because it only contains 35% beef, which goes against the USDA's 40% rule. Well, according to Taco Bell's president, Greg Creed, Taco Bell uses 88% quality USDA-inspected beef and 12% seasonings, spices, water, and other ingredients that provide taste, texture, and moisture. A full-page ad was placed in the New York Times, USA Today, and the Wall Street Journal that says, "Thank you for suing us. Here's the truth about our seasoned beef." Get more news updates like this all week long by following us on Twitter and liking us on Facebook. Just search for Earth Eats. For Earth Eats, I'm Mia Partlow.
Cauliflower.
Love it.
Yeah, I love it too. A lot of people, it's kind of maligned. They don't like cauliflower. They don't like cabbage. They don't like broccoli. But I love cauliflower. And what we're going to do today, we've had a few people write in saying that they'd like some raw recipes. And this is a really healthy recipe. It'll help people stay with their New Year's resolutions, which they've probably broken by now. But we've got the head of the cauliflower, and you've got all this green on the outside. Now, a lot of people just throw this away. But you pay as much for this as you do for the cauliflower. So I like to, you know, maybe trim it up if it's got some dark edges, wash it off, and then this makes a great thing to dip with, okay? And you can eat it. It tastes just like cauliflower, very, very healthy, and almost everybody throws it away. My mom fights over the core, and this can be, you know, trimmed up, and again, it could be used to make little coins out of it for dipping, but you also can use all of this in a cauliflower soup. You could throw some Polish sausage and some onions and some carrots and boil it up and you have a great soup, some little new potatoes. Okay, what we're going to do today is make cauliflower popcorn. Cut this up into little pieces, and then what we're going to do is take some nutritional yeast seasoning. Okay, this is Bragg, and it's a great gluten-free, sugar and salt-free vegetarian item that you can keep around and use as a sprinkle on on potatoes or anything like that, and it's got some really good nutritional value to it. So we'll just toss some of that in, and we'll put a little salt and pepper, okay, and just toss it. It's simple as that. So you can sit around and have to pull this in front of the TV set or next to the computer screen and not feel guilty at all.
Check out this recipe and try it for yourself. It's on the website, eartheats.org.
This is my taco song. It goes all day long. Taco song, taco song.
Every time we make tacos, we gotta sing the taco song.
I guess that means we're ready for our next recipe. It's obviously for tacos. Who needs ground beef when you have walnuts? Our recipe meister for this dish is Chef Bob Adkins, executive chef of Farm Bloomington.
Okay. Everybody loves tacos, I think. Most people love tacos. They're You can put whatever you want on them. They can be gourmet. They can be as cheap as you want. But we're going to do...
not tablecloth friendly, though.
They're definitely not tablecloth friendly.
And not first date food.
Exactly. Okay, well, there's lots of holes in my theory. Thank you, Annie. today we're going to do a little spin on tacos, and we're going to make raw, vegan Napa tacos. Okay? But these are real fun and super simple. Again, very few ingredients. What I have here are some nice walnuts. Toss the raw nuts into the bowl of the food processor. If you want to, you can toast them. As Chef D has pointed out a lot, toasting brings out a lot of the flavors of nuts. But since we're making raw tacos, we're going to leave them untoasted. Okay, into that we're going to add a little powdered garlic, maybe 2 tablespoons of really nice fresh chili powder that hasn't been sitting in the back of your cabinet for 2 years. You know who you are, spice people. We're going to put about maybe 2 teaspoons of freshly ground cumin. Again, you could toast the cumin, but we haven't toasted it since these are entirely raw. Okay, nice little pinch of salt. Nice little pinch of pepper. You could put some cayenne in here if you like it to be a little spicy, but these will keep a little mild. And then some extra virgin olive oil. We're just going to pulse the walnuts and the spices together. You don't want to really make a paste. You know, taco meat is crumbly, but it's small. So we're just going to...
oh, this is the meat of the taco.
Oh, yes, this is the meat.
I guess
I should have said that.
It really does look like ground beef.
It really does, and you're going to be surprised how much like a meat taco this does taste. Since we're not going to use anything that's cooked, instead of using a tortilla that's been fried or pressed... we're going to use, once again, some handy-dandy Napa cabbage leaves. We've used these a lot. They make great vehicles for all your stuffing needs. You could use endive barquettes and make barquettes out of little boats. So just kind of find some nice, fresh Napa cabbage, nice and pale, inner leaves. Sprinkle the nut meat inside the Napa leaves. And then I like to top it with some freshly made pico de gallo. Pico de gallo, you know, tomatoes, red onion, jalapenos, a little lime juice. Again, real simple. I know, I think tofu's processed under heat. But we can also use a tofu sour cream that we make using silken tofu and firm tofu. Leave it off if you like. So once you have that, you can put some whole cilantro on there. You could put some jalapenos. You could put cheese on there if you wanted to. It doesn't have to be vegan. You could put sour cream, you know, roasted peppers, whatever you want on there. The world is your oyster when it comes to these tacos. The bottom line is they are very easy, and I think you'd have a hard time telling the difference between that and a regular meat taco.
Here we go. Oh. You're right.
It tastes like a taco, right?
Is there a reason that you selected walnuts over another nut? I'm curious.
Walnuts... They have a good flavor. It's kind of neutral. It takes to a lot of other ingredients, like with the chili powder and stuff. They're not super expensive. Nuts are expensive in general. And they just have a really good texture. Once they're put with some olive oil, it has a nice, meaty, kind of ground beef-like texture.
This is amazing. I love it. I might become a raw vegan. No.
But
I could eat this
okay
and pretend to be
every
one.
Every now and then, yeah.
Thank you, Chef Bob.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
This would definitely be a hit at your next party. See photos of the finished dish on our website, eartheats.org. From the home page, add your foodie photos to our Flickr page. Scroll down to the bottom right and click Add Your Photos.
One more raw snack food recipe for you. These are our cabbage chips with Asian spices. Although, to be upfront, I'm not really sure if you can consider chili paste raw. But I guess there's always one way to make sure that your chili paste is raw. Make it yourself at home. You can find plenty of recipes for how to do just that online.
Again, make a big bowl of this and it'll be gone before you know it. Especially if you have a few friends around. Don't tell them it's good for them. Basically, all you got to do is, this is some local cabbage. So what we're going to do is just kind of tear this into chunks or chips. So this isn't going to be fried at all. It's just going to be crunchy cabbage dressed with a kind of Asian marinade. I've got a little bit of olive oil, tablespoon of honey, Cabbage sometimes has kind of a sulfury, bitter flavor to it. When you buy fresh local cabbage, it will much more likely be sweet. Then I'm going to add a little bit of sambal, which is the chili paste, 2 teaspoons to a tablespoon, depending on how you like it. You can buy this even in most grocery stores now in the Asian section. It's just so convenient. It's got a little bit of garlic and the crushed chilies, and you can just spoon it out. It lasts a long time in the fridge, so it's always there for you. So it's just it's one of those kind of chef secrets that's nice to keep around in your fridge. Add some minced ginger and some garlic. Pretty fine, you know, because you don't want to just get a huge piece of ginger. You want it to kind of coat and enrobe the cabbage leaves. Okay, we're going to add some cilantro. Now, again, if you're one of those people that doesn't like cilantro, you could add mint or basil to this. But cilantro just seems to go with these Asian flavors. And then we're going to add a little bit of lime juice, the juice of one lime. And then finally, I'm going to add some Thai fish sauce. It's really, really strong. It's basically just anchovies that have been cured in salt and water for like a year sitting on a pier somewhere. Once you put it with the food and you mix these other ingredients in, it has this kind of mystifying, deep flavor that's delicious. Okay, we're just going to toss all this together. This is a great snack to have. Let me give it a little taste. I just love this stuff. I hope you guys like it too.
These little chips are addictive, that's for sure. I'm pretty excited about making all three of these dishes for the Super Bowl party I'm attending this weekend. Hey, there's no reason football snacking can't be healthy, you know. Let us know for whom you prepared these dishes. Write a comment on our website, eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com. Online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.